Malka, good afternoon.
You're the first to arrive.
Has joined.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I didn't identify myself because I was 5 minutes late. I wasn't started. So.
Well, we hadn't started because you're the second to arrive, so we will start
okay.
Now.
Okay. I have to leave right at 2, so I'm going to go ahead and mute. Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you sometime soon. I need to. Okay, bye-bye. Let me go ahead and mute.
We will begin. L'shem Yehud Shabri Hu Ishkin Tevit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Urchimu Le'akda L'shem Yud He Bavate Le'yehuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Elohino alena maasei adenu kunene alena maasei adenu kunenehu. Our handout today is available on the unique revealed wisdom matrix in row 14, the left hand column. It is a class on tikkunim or corrections. The title of the handout is the Tikkun, or correction. What is it all about? And link at the top, which is titled Handout for Class 14-Tikkun. And when you open that, it says that it's the Tikkun report for Moshe. And it's using Moshe, or the name Moshe, as an example. Every person who has ever lived on this earth has had tikkunim, or corrections, to make. This means every person has made mistakes in their life journeys. They may have hurt someone directly or through inaction, allowed someone to become hurt. These are just descriptions of two possible mistakes that people have made in their life. There are many more possible mistakes, and each person has many of these mistakes to correct in each lifetime that they have lived. These mistakes are called tikkuns, or in Hebrew, tikkunim. The translation of this word means correction. When called a tikkun, and corrections when called tikkunim. Below is a matrix that has many links that are explaining what Kabbalah says about your specific tikkunim. One example of a tikkun that is shared is the month of your birth. Every person who is born in that same month, no matter what year or on which day, has a similar tikkun. Every box in the matrix will lead you to information about your tikkunim. We at Hashem hope you enjoy what the Kabbalah teaches us about ourselves. We hope you enjoy it. And please note, all of this material is a work in progress. Please check back to see what has been updated. If you want an email announcement of any update for your specific name or location, or name or your birth date, you may write to yeshem@hotmail.com. When you click on a link, you will be taken either lower on this page or to a different page. When you are finished with that particular section, or page, then click on the back link and you will return to this location. Do not use the back button on your browser. If you ever had any questions or comments, please send them to yeshem@hotmail.com or feel free to call Hanoch at his number, which is specified. The first link that we will say, that we will look at, is titled in the left-hand column, the top row, General Information. Below is a tremendous amount of light. It is not complete yet, since your life, thank God, Baruch Hashem, continues. Please be cautious with this light, since it is energy, and people have been known to allow themselves to be burned by excess energy. Read the following slowly, and implement it into your life even slower. Please utilize the information wisely. As time permits, we will continue to update this information. We hope you enjoy it. Please send an email to Yeshem if you would like to be notified when we update a specific item that relates to you. We caution you to read we Excuse me. We caution you to read this information slowly. Take the information into your life even more slowly. Eventually, you will complete your tikkun. That is guaranteed. The only question is how long it will take you. If you change too fast, it is likely that you will fall spiritually before you complete your tikkunims, your tikkunim. That is why we strongly suggest you take the information below into your life slowly. We are available to assist you with any spiritual issues that develop from this information. Also, many times people disagree with what they read. It is hard to see ourselves. That is why Hashem gave us other people in the world, so we can utilize them as a mirror to see ourselves. If you find that you disagree with something, stop and return to the issue in a week or even a month. If it still bothers you, write or call us at Yeshem to discuss it. We wish you an easy process in achieving your tikkunim. Actually, this depends on your willingness to make changes within your personality, your character traits, and personal values. The more you go out of your comfort zone, the easier your tikkun becomes. It's time to click the back button, as the link indicates. The next link we will click on is the second column of the first row. What is your tikkun, or what is tikkun? Generally, people have many tikkunim to achieve. Tikkunim is the plural of tikkun, which means corrections. To understand tikkun generally, we need to have some information about reincarnation and the laws of reincarnation. Each human being participated in the action that is described in the first few chapters of Genesis in the Bible. I am referring to what is referred to as the eating of the apple by Adam and Chava. I know the first response to that statement is, I wasn't even there. Actually, you were there. As part of the 613 parts of Adam and Chava's soul and body, you are getting a hint about the complexity of reincarnation. Each part of the soul has five aspects, called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Kaya, and Yeshida. These Hebrew words translate as animal soul, spirit, soul name, living soul, and unified soul. Each part of the body also has divisions. Remember, this is all illusion, because we each are connected to and unified with the vessel from the endless world. Yet while we are in this physical world, we perceive things as separated, not unified. And therefore we see each other as not me. So which part of the body and souls of Adam and Chava are you from? Most people do not know and do not spend the time to find out. Kabbalah can teach you generally how to find out. What are your physical, emotional, and personality characteristics? These are hints as to which part of the parts of Adam and Chava you came from. All males come from Adam. All females come from Eve. Unless, of course, They have a female soul in a male body. But that's complicating the discussion. Do you have a great singing voice? You come from the voice box of Adam or Chava. Do you have great athletic ability? You come from the parts of Adam and Chava connected to those traits. Running speed is legs. Arm strength is our arms. And there are many other aspects of physical performance. To find out specifically which part of the body and soul of Adam and Chava that you are connected to takes training in listening to your intuitive self. If you want to know the answer, start taking the classes on the hidden wisdom part of this website. Now we have to complicate reincarnation a little bit. Cain and Abel are the right and left shoulders of Adam and Chava. Cain and Abel had twin sisters. In the case of Abel, he had two twin sisters. Females come from the sisters. Males from Cain and Abel. These three sets of people, which are really three complete souls, are considered as the roots of mankind. A soul is both male and female together in unity. One without the other is incomplete. It is not considered a complete human being. If one traces one's roots of one's souls to Cain or Abel, and then one does not have to trace it into Adam, because they are the shoulders of Adam, and you know your soul root within Adam and Chava. Each person comes to this world with two tikkunim. One is a personal tikkun that only he or she may do, no one else. Once someone completes his or her tikkun and stops reincarnating, one is waiting for the rest of the people to complete their tikkun, because no one else can achieve it. It must be accomplished by the individual, him or herself. The other tikkun each person has is a joint tikkun from that part of Adam, or Cain, or Abel, that one comes from. Other people can achieve this tikkun for you if you are lazy and don't want to do the work. And that is why Mordechai told Esther, if you don't go into King Ahasuerus, Hashem will utilize someone else to save the Jewish people. He was referring to this part of Esther's tikkun. Esther was a reincarnation of Sarah, Abraham's wife. And Sarah was a reincarnation of Chava. But which part of Chava? Perhaps the heart. The above information comes from the writings of Rabbi Yitzhak Luria by his student, Rabbi Chaim Vital. This is the wisdom that is available to you within the study of Kabbalah. Not just about Esther and Sarah, but about yourself. As each person reincarnates, each time they reincarnate and do not complete the task assigned, meaning their tikkun, they divide into what are called sparks. We cannot tell the difference between a spark and the original, but the job of the spark is shared with five other sparks, and therefore the job is easier to accomplish. This happens after three or four incarnations with the same task to accomplish. If not accomplished, that person splits into six sparks who share the task, making it easier to do. And this is the source of population growth. If you think about that, you will begin to understand it. Two final points about reincarnation. Each part of Adam, Cain, and Abel has 613 parts, and each of them have five parts as described above. Therefore, as an example, the part of my soul in my right palm came to this world to correct how it shares tzedakah with people. Does it make them reach for the money, or does it reach out to them? This part of my body has 613 aspects, and five parts of the soul within each aspect, and all are considered sparks of our soul. There is no such thing as coincidence. Each person born on the same day, or on the same day of the week, or the same month, or the same generation, you will see what is meant by the word generation, has similar tikkunim. The Kabbalists have given us the tools to know what these tikkunim are about. In every incarnation, there is a possibility of falling spiritually, or hurting someone through a direct action, or even through a non-action. Perhaps you were supposed to stop and assist someone to cross the street, and you felt yourself to be too busy. Guess what? You now have another tikkun or correction to do later in this lifetime, or perhaps in another lifetime. It may be for the same soul, or it may be for a sister brother soul from that part of Adam that the person that you hurt this time comes from. In the tikkun matrix, there are many different hints and information about your specific tikkunim. Below are the various tikkun hints expressed in the matrix. Each of these hints has an explanation. We suggest you read the explanation just before you go to your own information, which comes from clicking on the links in the matrix that is created for your name and your birthday time and location. And this is the reason that there is incompletion in that matrix, because a different matrix needs to be created for each human being. Does that seem like there will never be a completion? There will be a completion, and that completion is called Mashiach. Some people will have achieved their completion for this lifetime or this series of lifetimes, but then they will have to go deeper to a different level. That's a general unwritten commentary. Continuing to read. The parents and family environment that you choose are the best possible people to assist you in learning your life lessons, meaning your tikkunim. That is why you chose them. Sometimes it is to learn what not to do, and other times it is to learn what to do. This is why tikkunim are so difficult to understand logically. This is because we do not remember what is the exact reason for the need to have this particular situation or attitude for us to learn or to learn by. There should be a backlink here, but if we go back in the to the Yashem Tikkun report, we can now begin to look at the third column from the left in the first row, titled Tikkun based on your birth location of Tucson. This was just an example. Or perhaps you lived in Phoenix, which is the fourth column. And also Tzadikim, who left on your birth date, is the fifth column. All of these aspects teach you things about your tikkun. They're all hints. So let's read the first row, third column, for the city of Tucson. You'll see that there is a name detail for the word Tucson. It is spelled Tet Vav Samach Nun. The gender is male. The origin is Indian, American Indian. The city of Tucson, Arizona, is originally named in the American Indian languages. Its meaning is spring at the foot of the mountains. If you were born in Tucson, there are things to learn. In Psalm 26, verse 8, which is, Hashem, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells. This is a verse that connects directly to your location of your birth, and it is a blessing. What does it hint to? It's up for you to determine that. If you're unclear, and many people are unclear at these hints, feel free to call me and I will give you additional hints. But I do not have permission to make it as clear as day to you. There is spiritual work to do, and part of that spiritual work is recognizing the meaning of the hints. The verse or the phrase is in the right column and it's in Hebrew, so you can learn from that aspect as well. There is a word or a phrase that connects to the name Tucson. The 36th name of the 72 names of God. When the word or the name Kel is added to this name, its gematria is 125. In Hebrew has a gematria of 125, so that's the connection. But the 36th name is Mem Nun Dalet. It's a connection to maintaining one's employment and conserving the means of existence which one possesses. When you add the name Kel or Aleph Lamed to that name, the angel with this name helps exiles return to their native land. Where is the native land of everyone? Is in heaven. The Garden of Eden. These angels are helping you achieve your tikkun. Another word with the same gematria is Zila, who is the mother of Tubal-Cain and Naamah. Tubal-Cain killed Cain while hunting because he was blind and his wives needed to go with him to point out where the animal was. It was an accident that he killed Cain, as he was blind. Naamah became the wife of Noah, and therefore the mother of all three races of mankind. There's a hint in here, if your tikkun, if your name was Tucson. Another word, moed, an appointed time or season. It's a word that is used with the Mishkan in the desert, the Oel Moed, the tent of time, or the tent of the season. The phrase Chol HaMoed, it relates to the holidays of Pesach and Sukkot, and generally a lesser energy than a full hag or holiday. These are the days called Moed, Chol HaMoed. In other words, Ana, Ayin Nun Hey, meaning to answer, to reply, to respond, to be occupied, to be busy with, to sing, to speak truth tunefully, to be low, to be humble, to be depressed, to be afflicted. It can also have the meaning of going in the direction of lack, ani, Ayin Nun Yud. Five times five times five is 125. So there's a connection to the number five raised to the third power. The number five represents all the five worlds of Keter, Hakba, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut. And the number three represents the three columns of the Tree of Life, right, left, and center. The phrase, Adam Od, more men and women. It could also be negative men and women, because the word Od includes the creation of the Satan. The phrase, all the children of my father, Avi Kol Bnei, another phrase, Ki Yafa, even though beautiful, even though good. An additional phrase, the Sodom Bayava, come with support. Actually, and coming with support. The verse from Hosea chapter 2, verse 3 has a gematria of 1250, which is 10 times the gematria of Tucson. And it's the words translate as, say to your brothers and sisters, also my people, which is Ami with an ayin, and signal to them Ruchama, love or compassion. What spirit is also the spirit of Bina, which is understanding, or it's also a womb. Another phrase, chapter 6, verse 6 of Psalms has a gematria of 10 times the gematria of the name Tucson. Its translation is normally, for in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the netherworld, who will give thee thanks? Another translation is, there is no death or remembrance in Sheol, the lowest level of Gehinnom, which is hell. Who will acknowledge you? Another phrase. The verse from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5, has a gematria 10 times the word Tucson. The translation of the verse is everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to Hashem. My hand upon it, he shall not be unpunished. And still another phrase, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 12. The translation is normally, apply thy heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Another translation is, apply Musar to your heart and balance with knowledge. And the final phrase, this verse is chronicling in Chronicles Aleph, or First Chronicles. The normal translation is, and it came to pass that same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, and Nathan is a gift. All of these phrases have hints. The gematria of Tucson is 125, and it is spelled Kuf Kaf He. It is a shorish on its own. One has to delve into what that meaning is. The word tos, tet vav samach, is the shorish in Hebrew of Tucson. So it means to fly, to speed. Also means the word of the name of a peacock. Open up the energy verses for Tucson. Each of these There's only two of them. Each of these gives you hints. Tov lehodot l'Adonai uzamer l'shimcha elyon. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It could be that your job is to just praise Hashem in this world, in this lifetime. Or it could be that your actions need to be praise of Hashem. And this verse from Job, hide them in the dust together, bind their faces in the hidden places. It has a gematria of 125. Or 1250. Or it could just be that it starts with a tet and ends with a nun. Now let us return to the matrix. I'm not going to do the same thing for the fourth column, which is the location of Phoenix. But I will do, as we still have a little bit of time, the Tzaddikim who left on your birth date, the fifth column, or the first column from the right in the first row. So the birth date is March 23rd, and you have different Tzaddikim who chose to leave that day. And each one of those may provide you a hint, because they chose to leave the day you were born. And so therefore there is a connection between their lives and their becoming Tzaddikim, righteous, and your life. Let us return to the second row, birth information. Your birth information is March 22nd, 1982. The year 1982 is the year 5742. That year is Tashin Mem Bet. In the Hebrew language, each letter and therefore each word has a numerical value, and this is called gematria from the Greek. There is also a custom to write the word that means the year without the millennium, unless it is necessary to identify the millennium that is being written or spoken about. An example of this is the Hebrew year 5773, which is the current year when I did this. It can be written two ways, Tafshin Ayin Gimel or Hey Tafshin Ayin Gimel. When written with five letters, the first letter specifies the millennium, which in this case is the sixth millennium. Each person born in a particular year shares a tikkun with all of the other souls born in that same year. The way to find out what that tikkun for that year is all about is by permutating the letters of the word. Please note that there are many tikkunim being shared within the year. An example of this is the fact that every year in the period 5700 to 5799 shares the letters Taf and Shin. And when spelled Taf and Shin, this makes a word that means weak or feeble. It is an indication that the people born in these years are generally weaker than earlier generations. It is also an indication of a need to be strong in your connection to Hashem, which is one of the tikkunim for all of these years. When the word is reversed and spelled Shin Tav, it has the meaning of foundation. And this is the indication that everyone born in these years has the tikkun that strengthened their foundation in Torah and mitzvot. The best person to know which attribute is appropriate for your tikkun is you. Even if you do not know Hebrew, you can still connect to the correction attribute for yourself through your intuition. Below is a list of all of the permutations, as we have time or the funds to automate the meaning of these words. You will be able to see which attributes apply to your tikkun. 1982 is the year 5742 in Hebrew. One technique to find the verses in the Torah to hint at the tikkun for that year is to calculate the value of each verse in the Tanakh, and the verses that have the same value as the year will help discover the tikkun. For the year 5742, there are six verses that have the gematria. When using the final letter values, they are Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3. And you can follow those generally. Are you beginning to get a sense of the difficulty or the complexity of all of the tikkunim that each person has after so many different lifetimes? Every day of the month of the Hebrew month that you are born gives you a tikkun. Every day of the week, born on a Tuesday, everybody born on Tuesdays have a similar tikkun. When you look at the third row for the name Moshe, you have energy verses that begin with a mem and end with a hey. You have information from 14 different levels of gematria. And then you have permutating the name Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, which gives you a hint, a connection to those tikkunim. As you continue down this matrix, you begin to see the complexity. You begin to see the difficulty in finding all of your tikkunim. So we have covered generally the important tikkunim in this class. Feel free to browse this matrix. It's not complete, as I think you can appreciate the difficulty and the time involved in completing it. But still, your intuition will guide you as to which is important. And if you need help in discovering your tikkun for your box, for your particular issue, give me a call or send me an email and I will assist you. Does anyone have any questions? I remind you that we have two more classes today. One is at 4:30 West Coast time, and it's a deep Zohar class, the Parsha of Vayera. And our essay by the Ari will be at 7. These are West Coast times. But did you all have a beautiful afternoon and beautiful evening? Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.